Listen to the voices of our world.
A black people was born only to give service to the white people.
We have this myth that we don't have racism in Brazil.
Women are really oppressed.
Art is a very powerful way to bring awareness.
Welcome to Voices of Our World, a presentation of this station and Maryknoll. I'm your host, Eileen Bott. Augusta Boal's Theater of the Oppressed techniques were designed to free us of internal and external oppression. Today we'll speak with Maryknoll missioner and sister in João Pessoa, Brazil, who are utilizing theater games in youth groups to discuss oppression and change perceptions. Stretching, bending, contorting, and laughing. On a steamy tropical night, people assembled to practice Theater of the Oppressed techniques. They played Follow the Leader. You know that childhood game where one person gestures and the rest of the group imitate them, no matter how embarrassed they feel? As kids, we played this game endlessly, not understanding that most of us would never have another chance to be in charge of a group again. As adults, the game takes on a different meaning. It breaks down our prejudices, redefining who is and who could become a leader. Each person gets equal opportunity, no matter what race, class, gender, or age they may be. We quickly realize this is how reality should be, that no matter the differences, we all have value and skills and power to change oppressive situations. In 1971, Augusta Boal, who had been tortured by the Brazilian dictatorship, created the Theater of the Oppressed. This technique changed the role of the audience from passive observation to integrated creation. The audience became the playwright, producer, and actor. Simple plays influenced by people's real experiences circumvented the government-controlled press and spread the news about the dictator's actions against its own citizens. The plays also restored ordinary people's confidence as they searched for new solutions to resolve problems. Participants understood that they could do something to stop oppression. Flavio Rocha da Silva is a Maryknoll missioner who grew up in Brazil, but was not aware of his countrymen's Theater of the Oppressed techniques till the World Social Forum in Porto Alegre, Brazil. Impressed with the potential for social change, he invited the workshop leader to João Pessoa, where he lives and works. Educators and community leaders were invited to learn these theater games and techniques. The result has been the creation of several groups in the city that come together to act, react, and discuss oppression. Eleanor Ostrinsky visited Flavio's youth group on a Tuesday night.
We just did a great class. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's the Theater of the Oppressed.
And why did you choose to use this technique?
Because I think art is a very powerful way to bring awareness, because you are not speaking to the people, but you are letting them speak by themselves. And the Theater of the Oppressed is divided in 7 different techniques, and the one most used by the actors are the Forum Theater, which is we tell the people on the street about some oppression situation, but we don't say that's the solution. We invite somebody from the audience to come to participate in the play and to give us the solution. So that's a wonderful way to let people know that they have power and they can bring solution for their communities.
You said that last week was particularly interesting because you did group exercises around racism.
We had a game where people have to tell some oppression that they had suffered in the last days. Most of the people talked about racism, and we have this kind of myth that we don't have racism in Brazil because we have mixed races. But it's very interesting to see how my society is still very racist. We discriminate people by the color, by the hair, by the clothes, by where they live. So it was eye-opening for me how we still have so many problems with racism in Brazil.
Can you tell me one of the stories that one of these participants shared?
One woman told us that she went to a store in a shopping mall and she had a guard following her the whole time with no reason. And finally she had to complain to the manager, and the manager said that's his job to follow people that he doesn't trust, and that was only because she's black. So just one case that we heard in the workshop.
And what's another story?
Well, another story was about a woman who was raised by a stepfather, very racist. And when he had visitors, he asked her to go to the back of the home because he didn't want the visitors to see that he had a black person in his house. So she grew up with this feeling that she had something very bad in herself because of the color of her skin. And still today, she is 40-something now, but she carries with her this inferiority complex. And her story was very powerful because she grew up without showing her face for visitors only because of the color of her skin.
So her stepfather was white, and what was his wife?
I think her real father was black. Her mother was biracial, like a lot of Brazilians. But I think it had to do with the fact that she wasn't his daughter. So he was also embarrassed to show people that he was raising the daughter of other men, which is a very common situation in Brazil because of machismo.
And what's that about?
It's about a society who teaches men that they have the whole power. They are raising with this conception that women have to be their property. So they don't accept that women could have another husband or another boyfriend. So they went to hide any evidence of that. So it has a lot to do with the idea of owning women.
You said that's very common?
It's still very common in my society. We have a very high rate of assassination against women, especially in this area of the country. Because for many years, nothing happened to men who killed women in my society. Only in the last 20 years, they have been judged and condemned. Every week I read on the newspaper about men who killed their wives or their fiancés because they were jealous or because she wanted to get divorced for any reason. But they have the idea that the women are men's property and they can't accept that women have their own lives.
Wow, that's really intense to kill somebody just because you think you can.
It is, but unfortunately, it still happens a lot in the Northeast, in this area of Brazil.
So you said that now people are, you know, go to court and are punished. Do you think that that's changing the standard?
It is changing slowly. After the end of the dictatorship in Brazil, a lot of people started creating NGOs or associations to help people, because for 20 years nobody could get organized besides going to the church. So with so many organizations trying to pressure the government and the justice to do something against this case of violence, things are getting better. It's still, we are very far from just society.
So that brings us back to this Augusto Boal class, where people have the choice to act or react. So have you found that when people are sharing their stories because of a particular exercise, once they speak about it, what happens then?
I feel that first they feel relieved of the oppression that they were keeping for themselves in their bodies. The second thing is they can get advice from the others in the group, which is a good thing. Sometimes people don't know their rights. And they feel that other people have suffered the same kind of oppression. So it's a pattern in our society, and we have to get organized against this kind of thing. So my hope is that they can find groups and organizations that can help them against sexual abuse or violence or any kind of oppression. And that has happened in the group when people can recommend some kind of organization for them to go and ask for help.
When you discussed, for example, this case of this woman who wasn't allowed to show her face throughout her life because she was black, was there then a further discussion about racism in general?
Yeah, we had. And the good thing is she has two kids, and she's raising her kids with another perspective. So she's passing to them the proud of being black, and that's great.
And why do you think there is such a big, if Brazil is such a mixed society, why is there such an emphasis on discriminating against people with different color?
For many years, we didn't talk about that. We had the conception that everything was fine in Brazil. We didn't have problem with racism like the U.S. Only in the last 20 years, we started talking about that. The Afro-Brazilians, it's not that they just bowed their head and say okay for everything, but they didn't find support in the society. We didn't have a law against racism until 15 years ago. A specific law against racism. So because of centuries of silence, people were aware of this huge problem in my society.
And now, why do you think there is racism?
One thing is, these people came from Europe and they invaded Latin America and Africa with guns and power and big boats. So we internalize that the white people have power and we have no power. So it will take many years to take this low self-esteem out of our minds here in Latin America. Because for many centuries they ran the whole continent. They just came and exploited our natural resources. And they went back to Europe with our gold and silver and trees and everything. And we still nowadays have to struggle to survive in this continent.
So do you find that this discussion with everybody else is also helping you?
Certainly. Every time I'm surprised how people bring different perspectives about life. So amazing how they bring all this wisdom to our groups. They have another vision about life. So I see a great potential for leadership in everybody who comes to this group.
É muito fácil dizer que levanta a bandeira dos black, porque é black. Diz que isso na sua vez.
What kinds of oppression have you experienced? Racism? Sexism? We want your stories. Email us. Go to www.marynoel.org/voices. Just click on Contact Us. Or call us at 877-MARY-KNOWL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. You're listening to Voices of Our World.